All right, I forgot to bring my print off, so I'm just going to go from memory. Okay, we have it. All right, welcome everyone to today's Provo Design Review Committee. We'll begin with a quick roll call of the members of the Design Review Committee. Please state your name and if you have any conflicts reviewing this project. I'm James Hall, the committee chairperson, and I have no conflicts.
Bruce Fallon, no conflicts.
Megan Geilman, no conflicts.
Carol Walker, no conflicts.
Quinn Peterson, no conflicts.
Thank you. Although this is a public hearing, only the presenters and those invited by the committee may speak or ask questions unless otherwise invited by the chair. Please wait to speak until called on by the chair. When speaking, please be sure to speak into the microphone so that the record is clear. Please state your name and the city of residence for the record. Please limit side conversations as they interfere with the audio recording. If you need to have a side conversation, please step out of the chambers. Please do not attempt to interrupt or speak over people. Intimidating or threatening speech or behavior will not be tolerated at any time. Please refrain from clapping or cheering during the hearing. All right, for the agenda today, we have one item. Josh Arrington requests design review approval for the new 75,000 square foot office building on a 3-acre campus in the RNBP zone located at 388 West Riverbend Lane, River Bottoms neighborhood. And Aaron, over to you.
Okay, thank you. Just to get you familiar with what we're looking at, this is in the Riverwoods Business Park, just north of Qualtrics. There's just a couple, and this might be the only, no, there's two vacant spots left. So this is taking one of those. They've been through staff review. They're getting ready to go to planning commission. I've got here the landscape rendering to kind of show how that fits on the site. And then I've got the site plan here and the black and white elevations. The applicant representative is here. We're gonna pull up his information. He's got some more probably valuable content to share with this group, but I'll let him take it from here.
Yeah, I'm Josh Arrington. I'm one of the architects from Upple Design working on this. And this is for Kingsley Management Corporation. I believe they have an office down in this same park right now. They're just kind of moving into kind of a, they want to make this kind of a legacy project for them. That's kind of a really interesting space for both them and the neighborhood. Here's some fresh renderings. He's very into like the connection with nature and things like that. So you'll see that there's opportunity for some planting up on the roof and things like that, that just to kind of help this feel like more of a kind of like a second home to him. This is kind of his he's he works and but his work is kind of his life as well. So this is just a really kind of a passion project for him to get something that really kind of speaks to the community and really beautifies the area that it's at and brings some amenities to those that work there as well as just some amenities to those around. So
Where's the river then? And can
if you go back to that
the first
first
one?
image, if you see, you can kind of see it at the top of the screen going from
Ah.
left to right. It shows a little bit of river. It's actually elevated above this property. And I believe, Aaron, is that the Provo River? Is that just the ditch? So that's the actual river, not a canal. So yeah, north is to the right. Qualtrics is to the left. That's kind of the secondary parking lot to Qualtrics that you see on the left side of that image.
Can we see some of these other photos down lower?
Yeah, this is the entry. So they'll have a street entry as well as kind of parking underneath, with all the accessible parking underneath as well. this is like an interior courtyard that that's still in development about how that's going to look and things like that, but kind of just to bring this unifying element to the structure here. And that's just our renderer showing off a little bit. So, yeah, so this is kind of an elevated site plan view, kind of rendered site plan showing we are really trying to bring in a lot of trees and vegetation to this to help beautify this area here. Yeah, so I apologize about the material board. It's on my desk, and I realized as I was pulling off the freeway that it's still on my desk. So, but the materials are pretty simple. It's a lot of glass. As far as wall materials, it's going to be board form concrete is going to be the main wall material, as well as the wood for the fascia and the metal for the drip edge and the kind of roof eaves. As well as the extent of a bronze color for both that and the window frame. So
is this for one business, or will there be multiple businesses in there? Just curious.
It's for one business. So just they're a management company of properties. So
okay, thank you.
And would you say that the materials, as we see them here in the renderings, are well represented from a color perspective?
Yeah, we basically took the color board from this and translated to the physical materials that would be used. So.
Is the wood on the fascia, is that real wood or is it a veneer? Is it a plastic product?
It hasn't been fully decided yet. We're hoping for a real wood or a wood veneer, but not definitely wouldn't want to do a synthetic plastic or anything like that. So we would want it to have that real wood feel, even if it's in a veneer.
And the material of this corner that we're seeing, so it looks like board form concrete behind, but yeah, that overhang.
Then you've got that would be kind of a metal ACM type panel that kind of matches that bronze of the wall, kind of as a cohesive feel. So it all just feels like part of the window system.
And then the curved soffit and fascia there.
Yeah, that would be the wood material.
Wood material, okay. Yeah.
And is there parking underneath?
Yeah, so there'll be a full parking garage recessed into the ground. So the main floor is kind of brought up a little bit, but yeah, there'll be a full parking garage on that lower level too. And I mean, as far as the city requirements for parking, we're not going to, this isn't going to have as many people as the 1,000 per stall or whatever it is, three per 1,000 or whatever it is. So there'll be more than sufficient parking for the needs of this building.
Will there be parking on ground level too, or all underground?
There'll be a couple on ground level for kind of visitor parking, but most of it's going to be underground.
Are there considerations for the weathering of the wood fascia?
Because it's mostly on a soffit type material, that we found the weathering doesn't occur as much, especially if it's one of those veneer products that is real wood but is in a veneer. Usually they have a protective film on it that protects it from most of the weathering. So we found on the soffit and fascias, it's not as big of an issue as it would be if it was a wall material.
So I'm just reading through the design standards and there's a lot of discussion about preserving design character of the existing development, protecting visual pattern, promoting harmony. In your purview as the architect, how did you approach that, and how does this design maintain a compatibility with the adjacent, or is it a in your face, we're going to be different and because we can?
No, I think this kind of business community kind of lends itself to kind of giving some diversity. There's some taller buildings, there's some flatter buildings, but we didn't want to be the tallest out there. We wanted to kind of keep it all one level. And with the proximity to the water, we just thought that having that connection to nature was kind of our major focus point. And that's why we went with this design feature here. So.
And then talk about the light chimneys that you got there.
Those are actually like stairways up to that upper level. There's kind of, so that's kind of to get access to that upper garden up on top. So those are just, I think there's two or three that get you access to the roof there. Then that's the purpose of those.
And okay.
Also function as spaces for the business inside as well, like the library.
Okay, do we have any further questions?
Does staff have any concern about it meeting the intent of the design criteria?
No, I mean, we looked at that because it is a very unique architecture. Mm-hmm. But as I went through the different buildings in the Riverwoods Business Park, there's quite a bit of diversity. So right. I don't feel like that standard in this area of the city is hard to meet because there isn't one theme, right? And I think that's kind of good.
That is the theme.
From my opinion, right? I think that's great. But yeah, so there isn't really a comparable theme to gauge this against.
And is primary pedestrian access through the glass that we can see on the lower level there?
Yeah, the door is right there next to the person walking their dog. And really, this is going to be more, since they do more property management, there won't be a lot of guests or visitors coming here per se. There'd be deliveries and things like that, but most of it would just be the employees there coming in and attending.
Is there another, there's probably an access down parking garage, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Access parking garage.
Yeah,
into the building.
This driveway you can see kind of going.
But I mean, they can
pedestrian access
the building.
Yeah, they can access that as well.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
So time for us to discuss, and then we'll open it up for a public comment. Any concerns among the committee?
I think it's fantastic. I think it looks great.
I love the diversity of the design. I think it's, and I'm glad that the other buildings down there are unique enough that it will fit in.
I'm very familiar with your work, so it's not a surprise to see this. I don't envy your structural engineer, but nonetheless, I don't have any concerns. I think the fact that they're, again, the diversity that Aaron mentioned is very true in that area, and then the overall greenifying of the building, I think, helps mitigate any kind of unique characteristics that may be looked at. So,
all right, I'd say that I really like the design, especially the incorporation of nature into the design. I think it's going to stand out in the neighborhood for that reason, just because there's so much landscaping and greenery. I do have a small concern about just the material qualities, right? Because we can't see it and touch it today. I would be in favor of approving the project today, but maybe adding a note around ensuring that the materials are high quality and as you've described them today, because we are kind of maybe rolling the dice figuratively on ensuring that like this great design is also met with great materials. Any other concerns that we want to call out before we open it up for public comment? All right, we'll now open the hearing to public comments. If there are any neighborhood district chairs present, they will have 3 minutes to comment. General public will have 2 minutes. And is anyone here interested in public comment? All right, great. We will continue. We're closing public comments, and now we're ready for a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the project with the suggested comments that you made, that the materials are quality and as it described.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Okay. Thanks for everyone for coming today and for sharing the project. I'll motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye. Thanks.
Since this is going to be the new jets, I want all the jets.
Okay, you got a floating plan.